This is Implotsters. Please watch the gap as you enter the train.
Hello and welcome to the show Implotsters, a podcast where three friends are on the train and they talk about a movie they haven't seen. Did that sound suspenseful? I hope so. My name is Greg.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Monica.
Yeah, this is the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like an action thing. Yeah, do you need a new car or an old car? We have cars. Five cars for four cars for three. Find them in a monster truck rally.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Thank you.
Monica supports you.
That's a appreciated book.
You need a career change.
Wow. Into monster truck rally voices?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. I'll put that on the CV. Okay.
The CV. What are you, European?
Wee yes, wee. Oui, oui.
No.
Gee-gee, what?
Hee-hee.
Okay. All right, I got a movie.
Yes.
Have either of you heard of, seen of, reflected upon the film titled Moscow on the Hudson?
That sounds familiar, but no.
Nope.
Maybe I'm confusing things, but no, I have not seen this.
What does it remind you of?
It reminds me of, you haven't seen this, but Monica has seen this. It reminds me of a Money Heist.
Money Heist.
Oh, yeah,
because
one of
Moscow.
It reminds me of Russia.
I don't know how she got there. But Monica, Samantha, tell me the plot to the film Moscow on the Hudson.
Okay, so there's a community of people from Moscow in New York City. They are the mafia, the Russian mafia, actually. And they try to kill people.
They just try, but they're unsuccessful?
Oh, well, in this movie, yes, because they are the ones being persecuted.
By whom?
By the police. The NYPD.
Because they don't got papers? Maybe because they're just, like, illegal immigrants.
Okay.
That's why the police are after them also.
I don't know if the police ever do ICE things, but anyways.
Well, they definitely don't do it to white people, so.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
So, ICE is, they see color, but.
Moscow on the Hudson. They live, like, near the Hudson River? Wherever that bridge is. I don't know. I can't remember.
So if it's not the police, then like it's like basically the Italian mom versus the Russian mom.
Whoa, that sounds intense.
It really does, and I actually want to see this movie that I'm thinking right now. It's intense, and they're like fighting over turf. So they're like,
oh yeah, the turf on the Hudson.
Yes, exactly. So right now there's a grandma who makes the most delicious like pasta sauce in one side. And on the other side...
They're going to go ravioli.
And on the other side, there's another grandma who makes the most delicious markovka.
What's that? What's markovka?
Potatoes? In it's Russian?
It's
right?
Funny. I might be off here, but for some reason I thought that was carrots.
Oh, it could be carrots. It's kartoshka then? Hey, there we go.
Wait, that sounds like potatoes.
Yeah, so kartoshka. I said it wrong. So markovka, then kartoshka. So
not some like, what's the beet soup one?
Oh my god, borscht.
There it is.
Actually, borscht, yes. That sounds better. Pasta sauce and borscht with sour cream, delicious. So they're two grandmas, and they're literally fighting over turf.
The two grandmas.
They're two, yes. Yeah, nice. Yes. So here's the thing. So their son, their kids are they're part of the mafia and on both sides, and they want their grandmother to win this turf, period. Ooh. So
it's like instead of godfather, it's like grandmother.
Ooh, yes. Exactly.
They're the true kingpins of the situation.
Yes.
You wouldn't see it coming.
Nope.
Is this like a cook-off? Like, or are they like fighting
it's
each other?
It's not a cook-off. This is a mafia movie. There are guns.
Like pew-pew?
Yes, pew-pew. Exactly. There are guns. Oh, grandma always survives because there's a force field around her that they created.
Oh, there could be a cool scene where they're cooking and at the same time people are getting shot because of their orders. So then you see close-ups of the food.
Yes.
And then also
and
close-ups.
And then it's just like, yes, and the bullets. And there's a close, like there's a shot where the bullet is like over the stove as the grandma like kind of turns around a little bit and just to like grab like the spoon and then like the bullet goes by her elbow. Yes. She doesn't see it. She turns around. She spins that pasta
so
bowl.
Badass.
Yeah.
grandparents can be badass.
They are. Grandmothers are badasses. Yeah. So, anyways, their children, their grandchildren, their whole fucking family is out here trying to defend this grandmother's fucking turf. And who wins?
I think they become friends at the end.
No, I don't like that. They're the mob. One of them has to die and be decapitated. Oh, jeez.
I find it like this is so polar opposite. Yeah. It's like directed by Samantha, decapitation. Directed by Monica, they become friends and they hold hands and they walk down the street as the sun rises and bodies are surrounding them and
they look at each other after.
And they're like, why were we fighting? Yes. What was our differences?
Yes,
I don't like fighting.
I think we should set aside our differences and unite.
We should eat spaghetti with borscht.
The real enemy. Gotta go against the real enemy, the man keeping us down and not letting us live here because of immigration laws.
Okay.
All right.
Or they both die.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Shit.
That turned.
Monica goes from everyone's okay to everyone's dead.
I can see it going either way.
Okay.
She's fair in that sense. Yes. You know? She's like, neither one will over the other. Shit.
Yeah, I think, I like that. I like that. Let's go with that.
Sounds
no
cool.
No decapitation, just death.
Yeah.
I'm like, do they both poison each other? Like, ooh. I don't know.
Romeo and Juliet style.
Damn, ooh. The grandmothers were in love this whole time.
Through the food.
Oh, they're exes.
Oh.
So they won the turf. Yes.
Nice aww. And spicy.
But if they were exes, then I do want them to be happily ever after. But
it was a secret.
I know, but like they're so old and they were a lesbian couple and like they could. This is the only way they could love each other.
They faked their food.
Oh, every time.
She's really excited about the faking of the deaths.
She faked the deaths. They did just to be in, like just to live the rest of their lives together. Okay, I like that.
I also like the food thing.
Yeah, like that. Well,
Monica jumped off her seat for faking their deaths.
That's true. Okay.
Okay. Yes. What's the plot?
What is this movie?
I gotta say, your concept is pretty sick, and they should do this. Maybe you guys should do this because it's good stuff. Moscow on the Hudson, the real Moscow on the Hudson, is a movie where Robin Williams plays a Russian immigrant.
Oh, okay.
So he plays this saxophone musician who is part of the Moscow circus. Wow. And
super did not expect that. Wow.
Yeah.
It's
a drama comedy thing. Yeah.
Okay.
And so you get to see what it's like in 80s Russia and all its, you know, not so greatness. And then what happens is that the circus gets to do a show. They take a trip to Manhattan.
Okay.
So they get to fly over there. And they're, like, shocked and amazed by, like, everything. Like, stores, abundance of foods and clothes.
They got them in the Soviet Union.
Yeah. And so what happens with Robin Williams' character is that he's there. He's kind of having, like, a panic attack. And he kind of goes, like, I defect.
You what?
He says, he's, like, picture this. He's in Macy's, 34th Street.
Okay.
And he just goes to, like, one of the security guards and he's like, I defect. Which means he's like, I'm going to try to flee my country. I don't want to go back.
Oh, I see.
And I'm just like, I want to be
a new American.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And it's this kind of crazy thing where the Russian circus people are like, okay, what are you doing? We got to go back to the bus. We got to go back to the plane.
He's
like, no. And then you got these like New York City cops, like 80s classic New York. They're like, yo, this is New York. He can do whatever he wants. And then it's a whole thing where he basically lives like in New York trying to figure out how to speak English and how to, you know.
Did the circus family miss him? Like, are they
did they leave?
Yeah, they went back. It's kind of, it's like very melancholy, sad thing where, you know, like on the bus through the window, his like best friend waves to him and he waves back
goodbye. It's like us when you leave the dream.
Aww. Departure.
I always wave at Greg when he leaves the dream.
It's very melancholy every day.
It is because he gets to leave first and I'm just like, bye.
Bye.
But the cutest thing is that he waves back.
Gotta wave back.
Is it a comedy though?
It's one of those dark, sad comedies, you know, dramedies.
Yeah.
Sounds I'd like say it's basically what, like, the film I think my parents were able to be like, I see myself.
Aww.
in this film. Because you get, like, half of it's in, like, not maybe half, a third of it's in Russia.
Okay.
And then, like, the rest is in New York, and it's, like, trying to figure out what to do. And, like, he lives on the Hudson, like a family, like, kind of, like, takes him in and...
Like a Russian family?
No.
A white family?
No.
A black family?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. That's awesome. Why it's, like, very, like, surprising.
I want to see this. I feel like I'm going to like this movie.
Yeah, and Robin Williams does a great job. Yeah. It's like, you know, when he has like his dramatic roles.
Yeah.
And his Russian accent's okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, he does the job.
Greg is Russian. No, he's not Russian. He's, he can speak Russian.
Thanks, Monica. You want to tell him?
I think he's Uzbeki. Yeah. I can't really remember. Okay. Yeah.
Monica's from Goshen. And she identifies as Moana.
She does identify as Moana.
Somebody said Ola to me this morning, okay?
Ola?
Yeah. Multicultural.
Moanica.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's literally what her name in Disney Plus is, Moanica.
It is. Samantha uses my Disney Plus.
Moanica.
She knows.
Oh, that's funny. Awesome. Okay.
So yeah, that's it. That.
Have you guys ever seen the movie... I'm sure you have, Greg. I'm really sad about this. Because I really want you to get this movie, but you already know it. But Monica, have you ever seen Me, Myself, and Irene?
Yeah, but like a long time ago.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, so that was like my parents took me to that movie.
Oh, really?
I was like,
oh, you went to the theater.
And like,
Greg, you went to the theater?
No, like, to see that.
That's like not the movie you take your kids to see.
And that
they
was,
just thought there was going to be a family.
Do you remember? Gym do you guys care. Remember it though? Do
completely. It's like, oh. I was 8 and I was like, we should not be in
I
this
think it's
theater.
Like the pursuit of Irene, who's played by the blonde lady, and I can't remember what her name is. She's got a British accent. All yeah. I remember was saying, is like, I'm just a little chubby. I'm like, no, you're not. Like, that's all I remember from that movie.
This is how traumatized. This is how toxic diet culture is. That's yeah. all you remember
that's
from
all
a fucking
you remember.
Movie.
And it's like a romance.
Okay.
Comedy. I think it's a little funny.
Who's in it?
Hugh Jackman.
Okay, and who else?
The Irene lady. Her name is Bridget Jones. No, that's Bridget Jones' Diary.
We see how her brain works.
She's in Bridget Jones' Diary.
She's Bridget Jones.
It's fascinating because she's not really British, but hey. So Monica, you really don't remember this movie?
No, really, no. Me
so you got to go for it.
Okay, so Hugh Jackman loves Irene, and
this is not that other Notting Hill movie, but whatever.
I don't know what Notting Hill.
What?
Is.
Hugh Jackman movie with that lady? I swear they did it. Bridget Jones' Diary is that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Monica, try not to describe Bridget Jones' Diary.
We are just thinking of Bridget Jones' Diary.
Don't. Make up something new. Think. For yourself.
Cannot compute. All right. So this movie is about triplets, and there's one of them's named Irene, and the two other ones are we don't know their names till later on.
Because you couldn't figure it out based on the title, Me Myself. You're like, ah, they don't know. They don't know names.
So there's me, and then there's some self, and then there's Irene.
That's like that one movie, Who Killed Monday or whatever. And they're all named Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And they all are in different countries.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
And Irene has no idea she has siblings. And the two of them meet in Moscow. And
Monica this morning came with a full tank of ideas.
And they were like, you know... Our parents didn't really tell us much about our ancestry. Let's go traveling and find ourselves.
Whoa.
So, they go traveling the world, and they meet Irene in England, and they're like, this girl... They see her at a cafe, drinking tea in England at tea time.
With a biscuit.
Yes. With a pinky up.
Aw.
And she's like, I'm just a little chubby, and I'm going to have a biscuit. So they're like, this girl, she seems very nice. Let's go talk to her.
Let's go drink her blood. Hello.
And Irene is like, what are these people doing? She's like, she gets freaked out, and she's got like... a taser in her bag.
Okay.
And she just like goes on, it becomes like an action movie, She goes on a run. Not on a run, like jogging, but like she runs away. And
She goes on a run.
When somebody, that's exactly what we call when somebody escapes. He went on a run.
And like from their perspective, they're just like really confused. But from her perspective, it's like a high action chase scene. And they're just like, we just want to talk to you. And she's like, get away from me.
Who's, I just want to talk to you.
Who's the what happened to the guy that you said was in the movie?
Which guy?
Wow. What's his name? What did she say his name
was? Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, that
oh,
guy.
Oh, Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Grant?
No, she said
Oh my god,
Jackman.
I definitely meant Hugh Grant. Like, oh, I did not mean Jackman.
Because you didn't say Hugh Grant.
I definitely meant Hugh Grant.
Two Hughes.
And they're like both British or like Australian.
One of them's Australian. They're both British.
Hugh Jackman's one of the siblings.
I thought they're all women at this point.
Oh, okay. It's Hugh Jackman.
You call it.
Hugh Jackman, Nicole Kidman.
Nicole
Kidman. And the other sibling.
Who's doing the Russian accent?
They both are.
Oh my god.
They're both from Moscow. Or they mean, my story's not adding up.
Oh, now it's not adding up. She figured it's now that things are not adding up.
Her eyes, she's like, oh, my story's not adding up.
Anyway.
Synapses were not clicking.
No. So,
me, myself, and Irene.
So she keeps running. She ends up in, what's connected to England? Nothing?
What?
It's like an island, Wales? Right? Wales? She ends up in Wales.
Ireland?
Scotland?
Scotland?
It's like four different countries in one country.
Well, Ireland's not connected though.
She ends up at this different like, beach cabin on the coast of Wales, and she's hiding there. And then like an old lady comes out and she's like, you look so familiar.
Oh, that's your accent for what?
Wales.
You know, the Wales accent is actually pretty heavy. Like,
I imagine it's that? Like.
What? No. Like, you know, like a whale. Like a I got whale. It. I got oh. you. I got you. It's like Dory and the whale. That is not a whale, but you got it.
She's like, you are my daughter. And Irene is like, what? And then the two other people come over there. And Irene's got a shotgun at this point. And she's like, these people keep fucking following me. And the mom's like, those are my children too. And then they live happily in Wales in that house cottage forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were about to turn him into mobster.
Yeah, she was about to go back.
I was like, this is my own damn plot.
She's like, and then two grandmas came up.
This is a sequel.
Okay, so me,
there's
myself.
Like a huge misunderstanding this movie.
That's hilarious. I can just imagine somebody did that on purpose. That's a great idea, Monica. Imagine somebody promote a movie. They do a trailer. We think it's about one thing. And all of a sudden, we sit down and watch this movie and nothing makes sense.
Nothing makes sense.
That would be dope. Actually, we should totally do that and we'll break the fucking, like, internet.
Yes. Break it.
We should definitely do that, Greg. Yes. Come on.
It's gonna be like a blockbuster, like a commercial movie.
We're gonna be like hated so hard that it's gonna change the art movie film industry.
But then everyone will love it.
Yeah, no, they'll love talking about it, like because it's so fucking ridiculous. Oh my god, let's do that. I'm for this. Monica, can you be the star of this movie?
Yeah.
Okay, because it will make sense because she doesn't know what she's doing.
Fuck.
You're not wrong.
Just be like, go, Monica, just go. She's like, but what do I do? Just like, oh, just go, just start talking.
Can we call it Go, Monica, Go?
Go, Monica, Go. Yes. Monica, you're going to be a star.
Go, Lola, Go. No, that's not the one. Lola, Go, Lola.
I'm picturing the guy with the suitcase. The cover is like white.
Oh, away. Leo.
No, wait, what?
Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
I love Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, I know. Oh, so it's funny how, like, I got whatever the hell she was doing.
Literally, I said, like, three words and you, like, understood.
She said 2.5 words.
I just said suitcase.
She said suitcase in a way.
That's amazing. You read her mind.
I gotta play Pictionary.
Yes.
Yeah, we gotta
I'm really good at that.
Me too.
Anyway, me, myself, and Irene is not Hugh Grant or Jackman.
It's Jim Carrey.
It's Jim Carrey.
He plays me. Yeah. Myself.
And then Irene is played by Renee Zellweger.
She's the one who plays Bridget Jones, right?
Yeah.
But she's not British.
No, I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Is she?
She's not.
I don't think she is.
I think
either.
She's Southern.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think she's, yeah, I don't think she's British. So he plays a cop, a sheriff, who...
In Rhode Island, right?
In Rhode Island.
Doesn't he have, like, split personality?
Yes.
Oh, now there he's coming back.
I do remember this movie.
So he had been taken advantage his whole life. Like, he had a wife in the beginning. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
And so it's funny because she started with the triplets. Yeah. She said triplets, and I'm like, oh, wow. She did. So he had triplets.
Weren't they all, like, Bach?
Because of the limo driver.
So here's the thing. So his wife, at the beginning of the movie, his wife had an affair with his limo driver. His limo driver was a dwarf black man. And she had an affair, and then they had kids, and then the babies are black.
Kids grew up, and they were like these like big burly men. I remember this
movie. Yeah. So they were triplets, and he had three black men child or kids, and he never like he didn't
figure out that they were not that they his were children. Not,
I mean, eventually, you know, everybody kept telling him like, hey, like these are not your kids.
But and, he raised them.
Yeah, no, he did because she left. Oh, and then their father, the black man, like he was really smart. So then he was like a genius. He was portrayed like really smart. So his kids were also very, very smart. They got that part of like their dad's genes. So this is how they help in the movie because they were very smart kids. Aww. Yeah. So Jim Carrey basically just has to escort her somewhere. I don't remember why.
A prisoner, right?
So she was detained for something, but it was something silly. It wasn't too, but they wanted him to take a break, so they gave him an easy assignment because they thought this would be easy.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of trauma. Like, she has like her ex-boyfriend. Her ex-boyfriend is the one who has created this drama for her, basically, and he has to transport her somewhere. And in that road trip, a lot of shit happens where like she gets kidnapped and all this funny things happen. And then Hank is, because his name is, I think, Charlie, and Hank is his second personality, and he creates chaos. He just, because this is how his defense, something happened where they had to escape and he left his medication. So he could no longer control his like his second personality.
Right.
So his second
personality is like, please everybody, like he just doesn't have his meds or something.
Yeah, and then his second personality is very aggressive and also very sexual, and which is like a fucking, that's probably the scene you remember when you're a kid. I don't know.
I remember the whole movie.
Yeah, okay. Because I also remember being like, what the fuck?
The whole thing is what the fuck.
I don't remember that.
There's this scene, Monica doesn't remember the whole thing is party. It's so cute.
So much crazy shit happens.
So yeah, like there's this one scene where they're staying at a hotel, and then all of a sudden like she wakes up, and Charlie, who is the nice guy, he's like, oh hi, good morning. And she's like, hi, like super like seductive.
Oh, yeah, because they did intercourse.
And then, intercourse. Yes, they did intercourse. So then he was just like, no, we didn't. And then like she just like whips out like this huge massive like dildo or whatever. And then it was funny because it like hangs in like a wave like this. And then he's like, what is that, you know? And then she's like, what do you mean? Like, I used it on you all night or some shit like that or whatever. Hilarious. And he's like, oh no, Hank. And then he got really upset because Hank, you know, did this and without him, whatever.
The plastic surgery.
I don't remember that part.
He had a chin plastic surgery band-aid the whole time.
Yes.
Because randomly the alternate personality decided to get a different chin.
Oh my god. Yes,
and then at the end of the movie, like he takes off the bandage and you see this huge butt chin. And he's like, well, you know what? I kind of like this.
Yeah, imagine though, like if you had like a split person, like you could just like do anything, like you'd like a third arm if you wanted to, or
third
something.
Arm.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if that's a plastic surgery procedure.
Imagine that's where she went.
That's
what?
She
imagine
went.
Waking up arm. One day with a third arm.
She has another personality who looks at her body and goes, you know, something's missing. Another.
Well, I had more hands.
Another
I had so
limb.
Much more done.
I need another arm. Then you take somebody's arm and attach it under yours, and you're like, all right.
Not like I'm gonna get a new haircut. I'm gonna dye my hair.
A new arm, Samantha. I need a new arm.
Not even like new boobs or ass. Like a new arm.
A new arm instead of them. Replace one. Yeah. I'd say in the movie when he does his transformation in like the supermarket where the woman is like, I forget what that triggers it, but when he's transforming his face, that shit is insane, the performance on that. It's like a true
because he goes
morph.
From literally like sweetheart, like sweetie pie, like to like Hank is this like motherfucker. Like he's just, like he's badass.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
Remember when they're like driving and like he's like, each one is trying to fight to drive the car and he keeps like pulling himself out of it.
Yes.
Peak Jim Carrey body like language performance, like.
He's so good. We
physical
love Jim Carrey
humor.
In this podcast.
We talk about him so much.
I know. Again, Jim Carrey, if you are listening to this podcast.
Love you, Jim Carrey.
Big fans.
He's so talented. Yeah, and it basically ends with them, like, I think he gets shot and, like, in the finger, whatever. Oh my God. And then, everything gets resolved, and then at the end he proposes to her, and she says yes. So, because they fell in love throughout that whole thing. And I think Hank went away, too. I think he had a realization where, like, his second personality no longer existed. Yeah, and I think, I think that's it. And then there's a few other characters in there, but it was really funny.
Mm-hmm. I saw that shit at like 8 years old.
I can't. Yeah,
crazy. I was baby, not a baby. I was young too.
Baby.
Yeah, I just remember being like, "What the fuck is that big ass fucking thing? It looks like a dick. It looks like a penis, but I didn't know what it was."
Yo, so many.
It was pretty big. Actually, if I look, I haven't seen this movie in years. Maybe it's a regular ass.
I think it's the size of an arm.
Maybe it's regular. Oh,
it's Monica's third arm. She attached it to herself.
I wanted it.
I have a third arm now.
That's why. You do.
You fuck their legs. It's going to be third arm for us. Well, yeah.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle,
I can hold my coffee. I can hold my coffee and do something else with this.
You could literally play a video game while you're still, like, doing things to somebody with that other arm.
I could if I wanted to.
Yeah, I really could. Play video games but also satisfy your partner. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Well, tell us what you thought about that.
Anyways, everybody, thank you for being here with us. Please follow us on Instagram at Implotsters, and follow us on Twitter and YouTube and TikTok and Facebook, and email us implotsters@gmail.com with any recommendations of movies you want us to cover. And please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to.
Leave a review.
Yes, leave us a review. And thank you, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, 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 bye.
This is Implotsters. Please watch the gap as you exit the train.